And you take some cornmeal and you boil it up and you get
cornbread.
How about hominy? Do they have hominy around here? Do you eat that much? Is it
popular? No.
You're not hominy.
The South, I suppose.
And Ohio.
Ohio too?
You know, a lot of places, I guess. I don't know. We had it quite often, see.
Yeah.
Well, things like carrots, peas, and corn are all, not fruits. They're homegrown.
It's fruits.
And you grow them in your vegetable
garden.
If you have a piece of leather and you want to make sure everybody knows it's real leather, you say, this is not imitation, this is
genuine.
And you might have toast for breakfast in the morning, you might spread a little butter or jam or what? Another thing like jam, only it's a little thicker.
Jelly.
If I had an apple and you wanted it, you might say, would you please give me...
Share the apple?
Or would you give me, please give me, would you please give me not...
Your
apple. Or if I had a pickle and you wanted it, you said, would you please give me a pickle? Now if I had an orange and you wanted it, you'd say, would you please give me...
An orange.
Okay. If I had an apple...
Give an apple.
That's right, okay. Just checking. if you're talking about a group of boys, you say, it's not one of these boys, it's one of...
Those.
And something that's just a little piece of, you might say, it's just over... Not very far, it's just over...
Across the way.
Or, you ever say yonder?
I could say yonder, yes.
If you don't do it that way, you do it...
This way.
If we want to distinguish between two men, we didn't know anything about that man, but we knew this man owns an orchard. We'd say, he's the man... He's the man
to see,
or we want to refer to him. He's we don't know anything about this man, but he's the man. All we know about him is that he owns an orchard. We want to describe him to somebody else. Who is that man? Oh, he's the man
that owns.
That's okay. And we have a boy here. We don't know anything about him, and another boy here who has a very wealthy father. We'd say he's the boy.
Of wealth.
Or using the word father in there, he's the boy who's, would you say, he's the boy...
His father is wealthy, yes.
Now inside a cherry, you've got a very hard, what? You bite it, it'll hurt.
Stone.
And inside
seed.
And inside a peach, you've got a.
That's a stone.
Would it be a pit inside a cherry, too?
Could be a pit.
And there are two different kinds of peaches based on the stones. What are they?
It's a cling and.
Free
stone.
Did you ever call a freestone a clear seed peach or anything else?
No, it's freestone. We did here.
All right. How about the peach? Would you call a stone a seed or a pit?